Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, hello, folks. I am coming to you from the headquarters of Ramsey Solutions. This is Chris Brown's True Stewardship. And folks, listen up. This is, can you believe it, the 50th episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship. It is so hard to believe. This is the show where we talk about those good things that we do in life and those not so brilliant things that we do in life as well. We are reclaiming stewardship, and God has a lot to say about money and about living this life intentionally for His glory. Much more about that at stewardship.com. Again, that's stewardship.com. Our phone lines are open, 866-357-3283. Did you hear me? This is the 50th episode. We are jacked up around here at Ramsey Solutions, and so jacked up that I decided that I would have a sit-down conversation with the one and only Dave Ramsey. And so, just a few days ago, we got some time to kind of get, you know, with him and to have a discussion. So we met over in his studio on the other side of Ramsey Solutions, and we sat down, we had a little chat, and we kind of just reflected on these first 50 episodes. It has been amazing, just an amazing time to serve you. And so we sat down, we had a little chat, and I want you guys to hear it. Check this out. Well, folks, this is a very special episode. This is the 50th episode. Can you believe it? The 50th episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and I am here in studio at Ramsey Solutions with the one and only Dave Ramsey. And so we're so excited about this. It's been incredible. Dave, thank you so much for being on.
50 episodes. Hey, guys, if you look deeply into your radio, you see he's got more gray hair than he did. Yeah, man, you're getting old. 50 whole episodes. Woohoo!
And actually, that is very true about the gray hair. Hey, speaking of gray hair, I wanted to ask you.
All right. Touche.
Do you remember your 50th episode?
No.
You know, just a few weeks ago?
No. That was in another century. I have no idea. I don't remember last week. No, I do know when we get a hold of some of the old tapes from a decade or two ago that I sounded even more like a hillbilly than I sound now. So you'll never get used to hearing your own tapes, and you have to listen to the podcast every day, and you never get used to it.
No, that's for sure. That's for sure.
You're doing great, man. This thing's kicking.
Well, thank
you. This is a big deal.
I'm having a lot of fun. What I can't believe is it is every day. It is every 24 hours. So that's been definitely a challenge for sure. But time is flying. I can't believe we're at 50 episodes already. And maybe that's the fact that it is every day. That's why we got to 50 so fast.
So what is the biggest surprise so far for you? I mean, you got 50 days under your belt now, 50 30-minute shows. And what's the biggest thing that you didn't see coming when you were on the outside of this project looking in?
Well, of course, our heartbeat is to serve people and to help people. But I've been shocked at how inspired I've been. I've been very inspired by people's willingness to be vulnerable, to be accountable, to say something out there in the public that I need help and I want some instruction. And once you get that kind of advice, well, you got to do something with it. So that's been inspiring. It's also been inspiring for people who have called in or emailed in and shared the big decisions they're making. Some of them are making some really big decisions. They're pushing pause on their schooling, or they're changing their complete financial dynamic at their home, doing some major relationship decisions. So that's been very, very inspiring. And then also, of course, those who are being very successful with their finances, that's very inspiring as well. So
it makes it easy to come in and do the show. People say, how have you done that for 25 years? Because it's fun.
Yeah.
It's inspiring. The people, the calls, the people actually doing the stuff we talk about. Mm-hmm. And then it's also fun and rewarding to watch when God's truth intersects someone's life. When you talk about what Scripture says about money, and that intersects someone's life, and you literally, over the radio, can see the light bulb come on over their head. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah. You speak a lot about the light that went on in your head. When you think about the hardest decisions that you made through your financial journey, what were some of those hard decisions in the beginning?
You know, I think it was to deciding to go all in and say, whatever the Bible says, that's it. And anyone that disagrees with that would be known as wrong. Mm-hmm. And just going, I mean, I'm a hardcore evangelical to start with, and I kind of go that way anyway. But I didn't want to be pharisaical about it, but I wanted to obey the principles mm-hmm. and say, the Lord is the Lord of my finances as well as everything else. Once that switch flipped, mm-hmm. then the other decisions were minor decisions after that. Then I always do a budget. I always tithe. I always stay out of debt. I don't co-sign. I always diversify my investments. I always,
yeah.
because that's what Scripture says. And you know, it really is not that hard once you make the big decision and say, hey, God's in charge and His Word is telling me what to do because He's in charge.
Yeah. You know, even my life and the journey that I've been on, you know, I look back and I think, well, I made a decision, like you said, all in, and then I've managed that decision. It was one decision that I'm going to be all in, and then I've kind of managed that decision throughout the journey. So it's been incredible, 50 episodes. It's been great to hear the testimonies.
They are coming in. Listen to this, guys. Listen, I'm inspired every day to be a good steward with my God-given resources, and I'm motivated to stay the course. I finally get to go to work with a smile on my face because it's all in perspective now. This is off of the podcast right here and off the radio show from Chris Brown's True Stewardship. I really feel the show's brought me closer to God. Ding, ding. Ding, there you go, Chris. In the past, I've heard that the money I earn is God's money. I never wanted to believe it. Then I realized that the way I was managing the money was not getting me very far. Now I'm starting to tithe as of right now. I've not seen a difference in extra money coming in or any of that. I've noticed a difference in my spirit, though. Mm-hmm. And I believe the blessing will come. And I'm really enjoying my spirit, which has brought me closer to God. Another one says, the biblical money management principles taught by Chris Brown on your True Stewardship have transformed my life for my husband and I. I am more excited than ever to continue to grow as a steward of God's resources and learn to use them for His glory. You're doing a great job, Chris. Keep it up, man.
Well, thank you. I mean, those are the emails you receive and the reviews that you receive that really mean the most, because you're seeing a difference in people's lives. You're seeing impact. It's changing their daily life. And so we were getting emails, some great emails from general managers of radio stations and people talking about the professional side of it, which of course means a lot. But those ones that talk about the impact, the real impact in people's life, of course, that's why we do this every day. That's why we put the headset on. And so it's been really, really cool.
Has your heart rate dropped yet? Because I know when you start, when you first start a show like this, man, your heart's in your throat. It's like, so are you calming down a little bit?
A little bit. The dynamics of a studio, that probably has, but the impact of knowing that you've got all these different, you think about all the different variables out there. You've got all these different unique circumstances out there. You've got different geographic regions. I remember this one show where someone called in from Dallas, and I said, how's it going there in Dallas? Like, all positive. And they just had a bunch of floods. He was on the side of the road in a truck. I mean, I was like, I am such a loser. there's just a lot. You know, pulse rate hasn't gone down when you have to think about all those dynamics of what everyone's experiencing all over the world. Mm-hmm. And with a podcast, it really is all over the world, and you got to be sensitive to that. So that's been definitely very unique. So we're excited about the future. This is the 50th of very many, and I think the future is going to be really bright.
Well, I'm proud of you, proud of the team, proud of the show. And I know God's smiling on you because we see it, because people's lives are being touched. Mm-hmm. So it's maybe an odd thing to say, but Chris Brown's True Stewardship is being stewarded well. Mm-hmm. Congratulations on your 50th.
Well, thank you so much. So the heartbeat is to make sure that you know, folks are stewarding their lives, stewarding their finances, their relationships better today than they were yesterday. That is our heart, that folks are stewarding their life better today than they were yesterday. That you, the listener, wherever you're at right now, that you are stewarding your life, your relationships, your time, your energy, your finances, that you're stewarding it better than you were yesterday, because you know, well, that you're a manager and that you're not the owner, that you have the privilege of managing God's blessings, God's way for God's glory. Well, let's get back to the phones. Again, this is Chris Brown's True Stewardship, and our first caller is Giovanni calling in from Miami, Florida. Giovanni, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
Awesome. How can I help you?
I have been a listener to you and also Dave Ramsey, and I do believe for what he stands for. My significant other, though, does not. She actually doesn't believe, and, you know, she doesn't even want to hear about anything that's got to do with FPU. I am very motivated into getting financially situated, and I see FPU as being a great opportunity because it's educational and it's practical at the same time. But as you know, that's my biggest problem. You know, I can't convince her to do it and come along with me. And I do believe that something like this has got to be done together. There's no way that you can succeed, in my opinion, just doing it alone if you have a family, because everyone has to be on board. So I'm calling you to see if you can give me some advice as to what to do and how can I get her on board.
Back when you were first exposed to these kind of truths, the whole concept of Financial Peace University and Total Money Makeover, what was it that inspired you the most?
Well, I mean, we're in debt. We're in debt mainly for university and educational costs. And maybe my parents were not able, because they lacked the education, to provide for me. So that's mainly my inspiration.
Yeah. So Giovanni, what inspired you and what motivates you is the why. It's not the what. And could it be that you are already know the why in your spirit, but all you've communicated to her is the what? You're starting with the what, and you never went back to the why. You're trying to introduce a new set of behaviors to her almost out of nowhere, and she doesn't really grasp the why yet. She hasn't been able to grasp the why for herself. Now, she might have heard you maybe hint at the why a few times, but I wonder if you were to go back and maybe even apologize to her that you came out of the gate swinging too much. You know, I'm not going to assume that you've been divisive or confrontational, but maybe you got to take her along with you. You've got to make sure that you've cast enough vision for her. What does the future look like going this route versus the other route? What does retirement look like? What does vacations look like? What do our future cars look like? Our future homes look like? What does giving look like? What does our church involvement look like going both directions? And if you cast a compelling vision for her, this is how we get there, then I think you're going to have a better chance than just coming out with the what that we need to save and we need to not spend. I think you got to give her a little bit of a glimpse of that future. You might want to write it on paper, or you can talk about it. It can be verbal or it can be expressed written. But you put two different scenarios down there. Okay, if we continue on this path at, let's say, 45 years old, we're going to have a negative net worth of $350,000, and we're going to feel completely strapped financially. Or if we go this route, we're going to have a financial net worth of $1 million at 45 years old, and we're going to be taking these kind of vacations. We're going to be giving. This is the way our life's going to look. Our kids are going to be in a great school, and just the way the two different futures look. The bottom line is sacrifice is absolutely no fun, and you're asking her to sacrifice, but sacrifice, will do it as human beings when there's a reason. But when we don't have a reason, it's a lot more difficult to sacrifice. So I would just back up a little bit and kind of regroup. I just know when I first accepted Christ and I came home from college and I shoved Jesus down my mom's throat that she needed to change her life completely overnight, it did not go over well. And I would have been much better if I would have been grace-filled and love-filled and just cast vision for what this new relationship with Christ looks like and how my life has completely changed. And how and not necessarily wanted to change her behavior overnight. So that would just be my thing, is just maybe explain more of the why and the what if future questions, and that's kind of fun to dream together. So
yeah, you're right. I do need to take a different approach.
Actually, Giovanni, I would not be surprised that she doesn't want to go along with this right away. It is abnormal thinking.
I said I'll pay for it. Don't, you know. She said it will be a waste of money.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
Giovanni, from here on out, man, you are weird. You are abnormal. You are not like the culture. And so you are swimming upstream, But if you want to be positioned in a place where you can do what God asks you to do, unlike the rest of this culture, then you got to stay strong and cast a lot of vision. And listen, the word is powerful. So powerful.
Yes.
Use the scriptures. Don't just, it's not your idea. It's not Chris Brown's idea. It's not Dave Ramsey's idea. This is straight out of the scriptures. And so then you can kind of remove yourself out of the equation. If she's rejecting the concept, she's rejecting the concept from Jesus, not you. And if you guys can't see eye to eye on this, do not get married until you see eye to eye on this. Prolong the marriage until you see eye to eye.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chris, and I really, really appreciate your words of wisdom. I really do. And wish me luck.
Yes. Hey, check in with us and let us know how it's going.
All right. Thank you.
To start living smart with your money, you need a plan that works. Financial Peace University offers practical and easy-to-follow steps that have helped over 2.5 million families get out of debt and learn how to handle money God's way. You can take Financial Peace University in a local class, as a home study, or online. Take the first step towards changing your future with Financial Peace University and visit stewardship.com. That's stewardship.com. Or you can call us at 866-357-3283. Again, that's 866-357-3283.
You're listening to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. If you have a question for Chris, email him at chrisonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Folks, you are listening to the 50th episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship. This email comes in from Linda. I am leaving the company that I have worked for over 30 years. My question is it best to roll my pension over into an annuity or into an IRA until 65? Also, another option is to take the money and pay the taxes and the penalty and pay off all my debt and work and save from there. I plan to work until at least 67 by God's grace, so I believe I can be in much better position at that time. Thanks for all your excellent advice. I love the show on my drive home every day. I would roll it into an IRA, Linda. That's kind of what I would do. And I would not pay all those penalty and taxes. I would not take it out, what you have in there. Don't do that. Just aggressively pay down your debt, which means you're going to have to shave some stuff. You're going to have to sacrifice some things. But and one other advice I'll tell you is stop all of your current retirement until you're out of debt. So that would be threefold. Roll it into an IRA, what you currently have. Don't pay penalty and taxes by taking it out. And I would stop all your current retirement until you're out of debt. That would be first priority. Thank you for your email, Linda. Our next caller is Pam calling in from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Pam, how you doing?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm very grateful. How can I serve you today?
Well, my financial challenge is this. Frequently, I'm called on by family members or friends to help them out financially. Sometimes it's an emergency. Sometimes it's a need. Yet at the same time, I want to be a good steward. I don't mind sharing with people and blessing them, but it sometimes messes with my finances. And I want your thoughts on how to get past this.
Yeah, this is definitely a wrestle, especially if you've been generous in the past. Usually that word gets around, and you're now the place to go.
Yes, so, yes.
I know that from personal experience myself, and that's a good thing. But you're trying to balance it because you're trying to be a good steward and manage God's blessings God's way for His glory. And you don't know whether you're enabling. I know that wrestle, and many of our listeners do as well. And here's what I would encourage you to do. Include coaching with your benevolence. So you're going to possibly give them a couple $100, or you're going to give them $100 for a current need, but only if they sit down with you and learn how to do a budget. Only if they'll sit with you once a month for 30 minutes and go through some financial coaching. Now, if it's one of those situations where you knowing their personal finances is not appropriate, you can just talk about concepts, financial concepts. You don't have to get into their money and into their business. But and as soon as they're not wanting the accountability, well, then you know you need to stop, because your main concern is them as a person, their character, building up who they are, not necessarily the short-term needs, but their long-term needs. You want to take care of, teach them how to fish instead of giving them a fish. And so There's a, just a big difference because you're not always going to be there for them. So they've got to be able to help themselves. Proverbs 22:26 says, be not one of those who gives pledges, who puts up security for debts. So my last bit of advice to you would be possibly not lending any money if there's a problem with them paying you back. I wouldn't lend money because then you're putting them in a spot where they're having to be in bondage. I would give money. I wouldn't necessarily loan it because you're just opening yourself up to a bunch of tension, relational tension. This just happened to me a couple of years ago. I lent a friend $2,500 and it was a sure thing. I mean, he just needed it for a couple months. A couple months went by, gave me $100 and I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm patient. I didn't really need it. A couple months went by and another $100. I'm like, well, this pace, he's going to pay it off when he's 93. And so I had a little conversation with him. I said, hey, bud, you're obviously having trouble here. Obviously you need it. I'm just going to give it to you. I don't want it to get in the way. And, God's telling me to give it to you. And so I just gave it to him. And that was the best thing I ever did because it just released the tension and got, you know, it's just one of those things where obviously he needed it. And if we were closer, if we weren't so far away, I would engage with him in some financial coaching. But for that one, it was a one-time thing. That was the last time I've quote unquote loaned somebody money. Mm-hmm. And, it was just a reminder of why we don't do that. So
okay.
That's what I would do. I would provide coaching with your benevolence. All right, Pam?
Thank you.
This email comes in from Roger. Hello, Chris. I've become a Dave Ramsey follower and have embraced the idea of no longer having debt. I started listening to your show and I like the message of stewardship, but I'm confused about something. What does it mean when you say for God's glory? I don't really know what that means or what behavior that entails. Can you shed some light on this for me? I love it when people ask the questions that maybe several people are wondering and they go ahead and they ask it. So I love that. The for God's glory is the why behind everything. Why do we want to be successful financially? Is it for us? Is it so we can have more buying power? Is it so that we can stay awake at night? Is it so that we can feel good about ourselves because we passed on money to the next generation? And the answer is no, no, and no. The whole answer is that we are going to use money as a tool for God's kingdom, for his glory. So if this success in finances leads to having more money for generosity, having more money for feeding the poor, having more money for building the local church and for ministering to people, for single moms and mosquito nets and wells being dug, we can point people towards Jesus. And sometimes it's even just the preaching of the gospel. You know, the gospel is free, but it's not freely preached. And so we can live our life pointing people towards what a godly life looks like. That's what we want money to be. We want it to be a tool to do that. Not so that we can drive a fancy car. There's nothing wrong with that. Everything needs to point back to Jesus. And so that's what God's glory means, for God's glory. Again, stewardship is managing God's blessings, God's way, and for God's glory. That is the what, God's blessings, the how, God's way, and that is the why, for God's glory, true stewardship. Well, thank you for the email, Roger, and thank you to all of you who have emailed in at chrisonair@stewardship.com. I do want to thank you all for joining us for the 50th episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Obviously, I want to thank Dave for jumping in and giving us his time. And this wraps up this 50th edition of Chris Brown's True Stewardship, brought to you by Ramsey Solutions. Now, this is normally the point in radio shows where the show host asks you, the show listener, for your financial support. But we're here as a free service. But in order to be able to continue, we need your help by 1, listening to the show and telling your friends. Number 2, check out stewardship.com. And for you podcast listeners, would you consider leaving a review, only a nice one, on iTunes? It's been an honor to serve you today. As always, let's stay connected at Chris Brown On Air on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Today, we have been reminded that God has a lot to say about money. So, until next time, let's continue to manage his blessings, his way, and for his glory. God bless you.